This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'll stay. Sir, you have 7. I also like to live dangerously. Welcome into the show on a Friday here on 96.5 The Fan. Full crew with you on the end of the week. Is it Red Friday?
It's Red Monday. Kind of, sort of. Yeah, I guess every Friday is a Red Friday, right?
100%.
But they play Monday.
I know. But God forbid you don't wear red and Betty's going to yell at you.
Exactly.
You know? So you're on TV now.
Guess I'm a Raiders fan.
Well, it's funny you say that because you're on TV now. And when I was doing stuff over at Channel 9, the amount of emails that people would send to people on TV and one time I had like an orange and blue tie on and I got a letter saying that, how could I represent the Denver Broncos?
Oh my gosh.
You got to be kidding me, lady.
People don't like the car that you drive.
I did. Yeah, some people did say, how do you drive a Bronco when you live in Kansas City?
That's
crazy.
Ask
the other 100,000 people that are driving Broncos right now that live in Kansas City, too. Yeah,
Bob also doesn't think OJ did it.
And I don't think we landed on the moon, and I don't think the world is round, and all these other conspiracies that we could throw out there, right? That
Bob's like, if you go east all the way, you'll fall off.
You'll fall off. You will. Yeah. If you go west, you'll fall off that.
Once you go east past, I don't know,
Odessa,
103rd.
You get past Odessa, you're falling off, man. Hey, go man. Past Hayes, you're falling off too.
There's a lot of past Odessa.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's Sedalia.
Yep.
There's Herman, Missouri.
Herman's a good spot. Yeah, Oktoberfest is going on now, right? Everybody getting out there.
So.
Somebody was telling me they went to Oktoberfest. I forget who. I think it may have been Kramer was telling me this story about going to Oktoberfest, or his fiance, now wife, went to Oktoberfest, or maybe it was Nathan. Somebody was telling me they had somebody go to Oktoberfest. Maybe it was Ralphie Jr. who went to Oktoberfest and his wife went out there now. But he's like, yeah, they rented a bed and breakfast up by St. Joe and then went to Herman. I'm like, neither of those are close. Ralphie, what are we doing here?
I understand St. Joe and Weston.
Yes, exactly.
Every time you go to St. Joe, then you come back home, there's an exit. Weston, I'm always like, I'll work tomorrow.
Yeah.
No, Sam.
I love Weston. Weston's a great little trip to take, man.
Fantastic town. So is Herman.
Yeah.
And if you're a single guy and you got some single guy friends, it's a really good time.
Especially a lot of bachelor parties or bachelorette parties going on down there, man.
Or bachelor parties.
Either way. Now you're going to get a sugar high and diabetes from the wine and all the bees you're going to get stung by. We were there one time and it was so hot still. Vip was part of this trip, too. We took a bus from St. Louis, right? And
I feel like he can't get stung.
Vip?
Yeah.
Well, he gets stung.
I feel like when he gets stung, it could be dangerous.
Vip was the ringleader of our KU group in St. Louis, right? He was the president of the St. Louis KU Alumni Association.
Of course he was,
yeah. Right? Which was great because he's just a party planner. He's a 50-year-old man that, still 25. So it was perfect. And, so we did this bus trip to Herman, and it was hot, right? It was still so hot. And that wine is so sweet. The bees were everywhere. And you're trying to sit down and drink this wine and the bees are bombing you and everything like that. So go on a cooler day to Herman.
No, it's fun.
It's a great time. It really is.
But it is funny you say that about being on the news. I was on Fox 4 a couple years ago every Thursday during the playoff run.
Uh-huh.
And one Thursday, I didn't wear red. I wore a button up and like, I don't know, like joggers or something.
You look nice.
And the guy, somebody sent Speck an email.
Oh, God.
Yeah. And Speck would always send me like emails that he would get. And he'd be like, it's so funny. I don't know if Speck still has an email, but they didn't get my name right.
No, of course not.
It was like, Rustin? Like, no, tell Rusty Likens.
Rusty, yeah.
Yeah, it was like, tell Rusty Likens that it's red Friday, that he's supposed to wear red when he's on TV, that he's not a real Chiefs fan. Fire him.
Oh, fire you.
One of them fired because they didn't wear red, talk about the Chiefs on a playoff.
Yeah, that's good, yeah.
Fire the guys.
On a Thursday.
So then we brought up on After Hours, and I was like, I'll be on the Thursday show next week. And when I get there, like Pat McGonigal, funniest person in the world, at just one of the funniest people in the world, he looks up and he goes, thank God you wore red. We got some talks about that. I was like, I went to you guys too. He goes,
Oh, yeah.
Welcome in Kansas City to this edition of, I'm like, oh my God.
These people that watch the news, though, are psychotic. Oh, yeah. They really are. They're nuts. I mean, you're watching the news first and foremost. And
I do
second
it every
of all,
night.
You're sending emails about the clothing that the people on the news are wearing. You really have screws loose, man. Like a lot of them rolling around in your dome if you care what the news anchors are wearing or what people on TV have on as clothing. If you're sick.
Rusty Likens.
I like that. I'm going to start calling you that, Rusty. Rusty!
Yep. And then my alter ego is Lusty Dykens.
Lusty. Mm-hmm. That's what I was hoping it was.
My porn name was Joseph Sweetwood.
Mm. I like that.
That's a good one. Yeah, middle name in the street you lived on, right?
Not trying to sound cocky. It was his love that opened my thigh.
That's right.
But yeah, no.
You just channeled Jen right there, didn't you?
I just went in, Jen.
She's off today. We're done at 10. You know what that means. Rainy day. Oh, baby.
Bob's going to walk around making milk with his Winnie the Pooh outfit on.
Yes, I am. A lot of honey today, baby.
I've been pounded this week.
Obviously, sometimes in sports, you can't make things up.
No.
Like this.
Aaron Gordon has made 10 three-pointers tonight, tying Terry Rozier in 2020 for the most in a season opener in NBA history. I kid you not.
I mean, dude, yeah.
Aaron Gordon has made 10 three-pointers tonight, tying Terry Rozier in 2020 for the most in a season opener in NBA history. I kid you not.
So, yeah. So there's that. After yesterday.
I mean, Ernie Johnson is like, I'm out of here. We're done.
And scene. It's so weird how you can't.
Oh, man.
Here's Aaron Gordon, not known to be a three-point shooter, right? Big rebounder, a lot of second chance points guy, gets, 20 to 23 sometimes a night. You're like, how did Aaron Gordon do that? Then all of a sudden last night, 10 threes in his opener. And again,
Aaron Gordon has made 10 three-pointers tonight, tying Terry Rozier in 2020 for the most in a season opener in NBA history. I kid you not.
Hear him throw the paper away.
Was that Ernie throwing the paper?
Yeah, that was him.
Or was it like Shaq and just everybody else throwing their arms up in the air and walking off the set?
Shaq actually had a really good audio clip as well because he, talks about these guys. He's like, I knew Aaron Jones. He's like, you put your reputation, your family, your legacy, all of that. And he's like, Chauncey, Hall of Famer, like, do they take him out of the NBA Hall of Fame?
No,
like,
I don't think you take people out of the Hall of Fame. Otherwise, we'd have to go through a lot of Halls of Fame taking people out, I would think. Like, if you didn't let him in, fine, I get all that. But I don't think you take the guy. Have we ever seen anybody taken out of a Hall of Fame before? I don't think so. Frank White, maybe.
They took Reggie Bush's Heisman out of the and then they put it back in.
Yeah, but they never took him out of the Hall of Fame.
OJ's not.
He's still in the Hall of Fame. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. OJ's still in the Hall of Fame.
That says no.
Okay.
Nobody's ever been taken out.
Yeah. Once you're in, you're in.
Yeah. Once you're in, you're in. I mean, Chauncey's going to coach that Rikers Island team up pretty good, though, man. I mean, he's going to have Terry Rozier shooting the three ball from the outside. I mean, that prison team's going to run people.
Hopefully, God willing, we're still doing this show in like 3 years. It's going to be awesome when we can talk about the documentary on Netflix.
Remember
where we were at, because we're going to be like, dude, I remember this. Because I remember when I watched the Aaron Hernandez documentary, completely separate ordeals. But I remember exactly when they showed him, like, you remember the scene where he's got his hands in his white shirt?
Yeah.
I remember, like, when that documentary came out.
We were sitting in here watching that live on TV.
And I remember watching that at my house. I'm like, oh, my God. And then all of a sudden, the story, like, unfolded. And then the documentary came out. And I'm like, I remember every single one of these stories that came out about this situation, which will be the same.
That's how you know you're old, Dusty.
Yeah.
You're watching documentaries. I remember when I was there and doing it. It's like they were parents about JFK and stuff like that.
I know that I'm old because I remember watching Vladimir Guerrero play for the Angels, and now I'm going to watch his son play in the World Series. So I'm like, well, here we go.
And I feel like Vladdy just played yesterday, too. Not Junior. I'm talking about the old man. I feel like he just played yesterday, man, because I remember watching him with the Angels all the time here at Kauffman Stadium. Like, that guy, he just played yesterday. Now his son's in his mid-20s leading his team, you know, to a potential championship as well. So,
when did he retire?
Vladdy Sr., probably aughts, probably.
Okay,
yeah.
So he made it past 2000, though.
Yeah, I wasn't covering baseball in the 90s, Mac. I'm not that old. I'm not Josh, for God's sakes.
Hello, America.
Breaking up was easier in the 90s.
Yeah, it was.
Country song. But yeah, no, Vladimir Guerrero Jr., he won ALCS MVP going up against them Dodgers, who got that game's tonight, 12 hours from now, basically 13 hours from now, game one of the World Series. If the Dodgers win tonight...
What does Rozier have on this one? Does anybody know?
I don't know. He turned his phone in. But no, it's...
His lawyer may be as bad as the Wolfaholic, or the Chiefsaholic lawyer.
I mean, they're the same person. Did he really say that? Like it's a full court press?
Yeah.
No, he didn't.
I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure that's real. Well, you guys have seen the investigation names from the FBI. Those are great, too. Which they always do that, but it is like, I don't know why they do that. Operation Royal Flush.
Yeah.
Oh, what?
I love that.
Yeah, that's a really good one. I love it. Yeah. Well, you got to have these. I had an FBI agent live next to me once, you know, and not that I got any information or anything like that. He was very, very, very close vested. But you'd hear some stories over the years about some of the stuff that they were doing back, you know, in those days. And, you know, a lot of the same stuff they're probably doing today, you know. But you don't know what's happening. Like, they've been investigating that stuff for, what, 3 years they've been on this?
Yep.
Vladimir Guerrero's last year was 2011.
Oh my!
You remember how we tell you? Remember how we tell you? Like you never remember where Ichiro finished his career. Like you'll never.
don't tell me. Let me guess.
You won't.
I won't guess. Colorado?
No.
I don't know where.
Baltimore.
He did. I don't remember that at all. How many games did he play down there?
145.
No way.
That's what I was saying. Like,
wait, what year was that?
2011.
We weren't dialed in the baseball around these parts in 2011.
You weren't really dialed into football either.
No, I was just saying we really weren't dialed into football. Well, 2011. What were they like? 8-8 maybe that year, or 6-10. I don't remember what it was. It wasn't a great year. No, you're right. We weren't dialed into much. You know, from the sports.
Yeah,
college basketball.
Yeah,
he had 163 hits, 30 doubles. 13 home runs, 63 RBI, hit 290.
That's a hell of a year.
Damn.
I loved him. Like, that guy would hit the ball off the ground, Mac. Like they would remember when Class A was spiking those pitches and everybody's like, this guy can't reach the plate. Vlad Sr. would hit those. Do yourself a YouTube search and watch those. Vlad would hit them off the ground, legitimately hit pitches off the ground for home runs.
Which is even crazier to hear this stat that I just happened to fall apart on. That was the lowest his average ever was in his career.
I was going to say, I bet you that was the lowest. That was like a great 290.
Yeah.
You know how many people hit 290 or better in baseball this year? I bet it's not more than 15. Because what do we say was 300? Well, like depends, six guys were hitting 300 or better?
It depends on what your minimum bats
are. Yeah, whatever they did at the end of the year for the minimum.
As long as they have like, I don't know, 500 bats.
Yeah, just look at the minimum at-bats for the year. Just click on batting average. It'll show you based on minimum at-bats, and you can go down and just count right there. I bet you it's not more than maybe 20. Maybe 20 people hit 290 or better in baseball this year, and that was Vlad Guerrero's worst year.
Yeah, his I'd say his rookie year was 97. He only played in 9 games in 96. He didn't qualify. No. In 97, he played in 90 games and hit 302.
Jeez.
And then would hit above, I mean, 324, 316, 345, 307, 336, 330, 337, 317, 329, 324, 303, 295, 300, and then 290.
That's insane.
A career 318 hitter.
Oh, wow.
449 home runs, almost 1,500 RBIs. Just four short.
Man.
Hall of Famer.
Yeah. That's a Hall of Famer right there.
They don't make them like they used to.
And then they had a son who's doing the exact same type of stuff. He's fun to watch. He's a fun watch, man.
And they paid him this offseason.
And he cashed in.
Remember, he's like, I don't know. I'm going to hold out until they pay me. They paid him. World Series.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
World Series.
Yep. That's right. Coming up
15.
15 people hit 290 or better in baseball.
If you made
this
that 280, it'd be like 22. Yeah. Like
it wouldn't move that much.
Now, Matt, go and look how many people hit 35 home runs.
Now, yeah, but go look at like 1990 and see how many people hit 300 or better.
I'll be like 25.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.